Hello, everyone. This is Lakrina, and I want to thank you for joining my podcast. Today, we will be discussing food insecurities. Food insecurity affects millions of individuals across the nation and is a public health issue. It is not merely about the lack of access to sufficient food, it is also about the uncertainty surrounding the food availability and the nutritional quality of what is consumed. This situation impacts vulnerable populations, including children, the elderly, and low-income families, leading to a range of negative health outcomes. Chronic food insecurity can result in poor physical health, mental health challenges, and can make a person more susceptible to chronic diseases such as diabetes and obesity. Addressing food insecurity requires changes in policies, community support programs, and increased access to affordable, nutritious food. Having a collaboration among government agencies, nonprofits, and local communities is essential in creating sustainable solutions that ensure everyone has reliable access to healthy food. Addressing food insecurity is important for ensuring that everyone has the opportunity to live their fullest lives. With access to the nourishment necessary for growth, development, and overall quality of life. I currently live in California, specifically the Bay Area, and in an article by Stephanie Sierra and Lindsay Fingold from the ABC Channel 7 News, they reported that nearly 900 neighborhoods across the Bay Area have limited access to food. Nearly 1 million Californians live in food deserts. I see this constantly every day going to work. There's a lot of homeless encampments under bridges, by stores, and in empty lots. Jonathan Vankin stated in his article titled "Hunger and Food Insecurity in California: What Must We Do to Make Sure Everybody Eats?" He states that in 2023, approximately 8.8 million Californians, or 23% of the population, suffer from food insecurity, compared to 12.8% nationally. Due to California being very expensive, the cost of living is extremely high, and you can see this in the statistics that Jonathan reported in his article. A lot of individuals cannot afford to live in California. So that's another reason why we see a lot of homeless people out in our neighborhoods. I feel that one of the most impactful ways that our constituents can get involved is by first educating themselves about all the local food banks in our community. And after they educate themselves, they can volunteer their time or donate resources to the programs in our communities. By the constituents doing this, they can directly support these initiatives and help people in need. By raising awareness and supporting initiatives that combat hunger, we can help create a society where everyone has the resources they need to thrive.